The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, December 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We've told you how several rounds of government stimulus checks and lockdowns during the height of the pandemic helped push American savings rates to historic levels. But as the economy recovers and consumers are back out shopping, they're still putting away huge amounts of cash.
So people weren't able to spend money on the things they normally would have spent money on in 2020. That led to a huge jump in the savings rate. And then we saw that continue in 2021.
That's our personal finance reporter, Julia Carpenter. She's been looking into why Americans continue to build a stash of cash, even while their spending has rebounded. That's after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high volume, high speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
The rapid spread of the pandemic last year turned many Americans into super savers. But even as the economy is recovering, they're still socking away significant amounts of cash. For more on what's going on, I'm joined now by WSJ personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. Julia, thanks very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So Julia, how much cash are we talking about that people have put away, and how does that compare with historical trends?
We know historically people tend to save more during recessions and times of economic uncertainty, but this number is pretty big. It's $1.6 trillion in excess savings. That's what the Federal Reserve Bank of New York calls the savings that we've been able to save that we otherwise wouldn't have been able to save before the COVID-19 crisis.
Yeah, so why are people putting all this cash away now with the economy growing?
Well, we know historically people do this because they're nervous. They're worried about potential worst case scenarios. They want to make sure that they have money on hand should they need it, should their income be affected, should they have to dip into the savings for emergency purposes. So people are doing it because they're not sure what 2022 holds. It's one of those things. I was speaking with people and they said every time it starts to get better, you know, this summer we had vaccines, people were finally able to travel again. Then something happens where it gets worse. We have new variants, there's more uncertainty introduced. And adding to all of this is the uncertainty now here because of the Omicron variant.
Still, $1.6 trillion is a lot of money. How has this cash grown so much?
It's not what you think. It's not that people were intentionally stockpiling $1.6 trillion of cash, anticipating their savings to grow this much. It was more that the pandemic and then the subsequent uncertainty, the ups and downs over the last 18 months, have forced people to change how they spend. So people weren't able to spend money on the things they normally would have spent money on in 2020. That led to a huge jump in the savings rate. And then we saw that continue in 2021. People were concerned about the variant. They were concerned about travel. So they kind of curtailed their spending as a result.
Okay, but isn't there a disconnect here? We've got a hot labor market, wages are rising, and as we've seen in economic data over the past several months, people are not reluctant to spend, right?
Yeah, it's two different facts to reconcile. We have this huge savings rate, this enormous amount of savings, but people are still spending. And we're also seeing credit card balances creep up, not creeping back up to 2019 levels. We saw them dip as a result of the pandemic, and they've stayed lower than 2019 levels. But people are still spending. We typically see more spending in the holiday season, more spending in the fourth quarter of the year, and that doesn't seem like it's going to let up.
Are we seeing changes in how Americans are spending?
So we are seeing more spending on smaller items, and we know that because of the credit card balances. We've seen in the last quarter, credit card balances crept up $17 billion, and more people are applying for credit cards as well. According to some data, 1/3 of Americans applied for credit cards in the last 12 months. So people are applying for credit cards, sometimes because experts say they want the rewards program points as well, but people are putting smaller purchases on these credit cards, and that's why those balances are creeping up.
How long is this savings trend likely to continue?
I spoke with one expert who said that she thinks we're just going to see more of the same over the next 6 months. Because even if things get better, let's say, you know, variants disappear, the holiday season goes wonderfully, there's still so much uncertainty that going into 2022 that people are going to be saving and, more importantly, not touching that existing savings they've already built well into the next 6 months.
You know, Julia, for years we heard about people not saving enough, and now it seems like the pendulum has swung in the other direction.
Yeah, you know, last week somebody replied to me on Twitter and said, I was told to save, and now you're saying that I'm saving too much. And that's not what it is. What it is that financial advisors normally recommend you have 3 to 6 months of emergency savings in cash. That's if something happens, you'll be able to rely on that, you know, without worry. But when you have too much cash in the bank, financial advisors start to get antsy because, especially in an inflationary environment, that is losing value. You're not able to take advantage of the market. That money, when you do dip into it, won't be able to buy you as much as it had in the present moment because prices will have crept up because of inflation. So it's sort of a weird scenario that a lot of people find themselves in. They're saving a lot because they're scared, but they're afraid to touch the money because they're scared. But because they're not touching the money, their money's losing value.
Okay, so how do financial advisors suggest that people manage all that cash?
I spoke with one advisor who said when she speaks with clients, they're concerned the market is overvalued. So they're concerned about taking a huge chunk of this savings that they've worked hard to stockpile and then putting it into the market. But also when they keep it in a savings account, a lot of these high yield accounts have incredibly low rates at the moment. They're more like low yield savings accounts. So her recommendation is that people split the difference, that they take this enormous pile of savings they have, keep part of it where it's easy to access, it can stay liquid, sort of soothes any fears they have that if an emergency arises, they won't be able to access it, and then take the other half and put it in the market so that they're staying invested.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. Julia, it's been great having you with us.
Thank you for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.